The scriptures this morning, we've been looking the last couple of weeks at a lot of the parables of Jesus, and of course a parable is an earthly story with a heavenly meaning. And as I was sharing with the kids a little bit, this particular parable is entitled The Story of the Shrewd Manager. Now, I don't know if he was being shrewd or not, but he sure handled things in a different way. So then think, Jesus actually gives him praise. Luke's Gospel, chapter 16, verses 1 through 15. Red letter edition, which indicates these are the words attributed to Jesus. Jesus told this story to his disciples. A rich man hired a manager to handle all of his affairs, but soon a rumor went around that the manager was thoroughly dishonest. So his employer called him in and said, "Hey, what's this I hear about you stealing from me? Get your report in order because you are going to be dismissed." Well, the manager thought to himself, "Now what? I'm through here and I don't have the strength to go out and dig ditches and I'm too proud to beg. Ah, I know just the thing. And then I'll have plenty of friends to take care of me when I leave." So he invited each person who owed money to his employer to come and discuss the situation. And he asked the first one, "How much do you owe?" The man replied, "Well, I owe 800 gallons of olive oil." So the manager told him, "Tear up that bill and write another one for 400 gallons. "And how much do you owe my employer?" he said to the next man. 1,000 bushels of wheat," was the reply. Here the manager said, "Take your bill and replace it with only 800 bushels." The rich man had to admire this dishonest rascal for being so shrewd. And it is true that the citizens of this world are more shrewd than the godly people are. I tell you, use your worldly resources to benefit others and make friends. And this way, your generosity stores up a reward for you in heaven. Unless you are faithful in small matters, and you won't be faithful in larger ones. If you cheat even a little, you won't be honest with greater responsibilities. And if you're untrustworthy about worldly wealth, who will trust you with true riches in heaven? And if you're not faithful with other people's money, why should you be trusted with money of your own? No one can serve two masters, for you will hate one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. The Pharisees, who dearly loved their money, naturally scoffed at this. And then he said to them, "You like to look good in public, but God knows your evil hearts. What this world honors is an abomination in the sight of God." And God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word.